What's the best thing in life? Tea Life is.
Konnichiwa, nice show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TP. So if you like dried fruits, right, I found a great recipe. You can make your own dried apples and it's super easy to make. First, slice up your apples and place them into your air fryer and cook at 170 degrees for 20 minutes. Make sure you flip it at 10 minutes so both sides are even. After that, take them out and steam for another 15 minutes and then we will have to air fry them again for another 30 minutes at 140 degrees. Remember to flip at 50 minutes as well. After that, we steam them again for another 15 minutes, and then the final step is to air fry, yes again, for another 20 minutes at 120 degrees. So three steps of air frying there and your dried apples are done, chewy on the outside, soft on the inside. Make sure to take it in moderation because dried fruits have a higher concentration of sugar. Yeah, TFM.
Get all the lifestyle news right here on Tea Life
on the night show on TFM. Hey, what's up, it's me, TP. This next recipe is a great combination of shrimp paste and yutakwe. So just head to your local mart and get any kind of shrimp paste that you want. If you want to make it your home, sure, you can find the recipe online, shrimp paste recipe, but if not, you want to save the hassle, just go get it from the supermarket, okay? And then head to your local kopitiam to get you some yutakwe as well. First, cut up your yutakwe into small segments and then take your shrimp paste and squeeze them into yutakwe segments so that it's kind of like a filling in the middle. Air fry it at 180 degrees for 10 minutes and flip in the middle as well. After that, your yutakwe shrimp paste is done. Very, very good for parties or afternoon snacks, but once again, this one you can upgrade a little bit by, you know, dip it into mayo, mustard, or chili sauce, barbecue sauce. Oh, this is delicious. And one thing that people actually use this for, you know what? As salad ingredients. So usually they're putting croutons, right? But now you can add this yutakwe shrimp paste. Ooh, don't tell anyone about this, but this one is definitely a level up recipe for your salad as well. TFM.
Green tea is good, but Tea Life is better.
Hey, what's up? Nice show, TFM here, chilling with me, TP. Okay, so the weather has been quite unbearable recently. Sometimes it's quite hot and too humid, so make sure to hydrate yourself, and this recipe is a perfect thirst quencher. First, you're gonna take two lemons, cut them into small wedges and split it in half, and then take about 20 calamansi and half them as well. You will need three passion fruits, take out all the insides, throw away the shell and everything. So you also need about 2 cups of honey. What you're gonna do next is just mix everything that I just said into a big bowl and then pour them into like these small plastic containers, or you can set them into like small compartments, like ice cubes or whatsoever, and then into your refrigerator to freeze them. Now, when you want to drink, take them out and then pop it into your cup and pour in hot water if you like hot drinks, or you can just use room temperature water and it's gonna be the best drink for a hot day. This is your lemon calamansi honey passion fruit drink. TFM.